And now the KSL in depth. The temporary homeless shelter at 600 West and 300 South is finally up and running. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell went down there and met up with one of the new residents calling the shelter home.
I won't make you get up. I don't want you to stress yourself out.
Oh, this is my bed. This is my Christmas tree. Yeah, my name is Jackson Howe. I'm a Native American, full-blooded Navajo from Gallup, New Mexico.
Oh, it lights up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, that's my Christmas tree for this year.
Jackson has been homeless on and off since the 1990s.
Going on 30, 35 years.
You've been homeless for 35
years? I've been homeless for 35 years.
In Utah?
No, in Albuquerque. Well, between here and Albuquerque.
5 years ago, he felt his life was on track working construction jobs around Utah.
I would have my mom, my dad living with me. We were paying rent in West Valley. And then COVID-19 struck, and
let me ask you, how many times have you had to be on the streets through the winters?
Well, this is my third year.
Tough?
Very tough. I almost froze 2 years in a row.
Jackson admits he's struggled with drugs and alcohol for a long time, which he says kept him homeless. But he says now he's found sobriety.
I quit drugs and alcohol for a month and a half now, and
yeah,
I feel pretty good. I feel good. Just walk away from everything.
What drugs do you mind me asking?
Crystal meth, alcohol, and marijuana. I'm at very high risk for heart failure. But now that I got this, they're just right next door. And
on his table next to a small Christmas tree he set up for himself is all of his different medications.
I don't have to worry about being harmed. I don't have to worry about losing my stuff. And they have folks that are coming around now, checking our vital signs and make sure that we have all our prescriptions.
This is why he says if it weren't for the shelter, he would probably be dead.
I just sit here, you know, be memorized by my tree and by my presents that people gave me, and I can't wait to open them up. But,
is this the most at home you've felt in a while?
Yes, definitely. This is the most home sweet home I've ever felt.
Hugo Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
The homeless encampment in Salt Lake City just opened. It has room for 50 residents, and the first day, 20 people moved in.